The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Here with my beautiful wife, and her name is Robin. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, everybody.
So, how was your week, Robin?
Wonderful.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Got to keep the grandkids 5 days this week.
I'm tired.
I can imagine. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Chris.
So, how's our volume this morning, buddy? Everything good?
So far, so good. But both of you are very, very low. In
low.
Low.
All right. Robin, would you...
Is that better, Chris?
A little bit better.
A little bit better?
Yep.
Keep it going. Yep.
There we go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. There we go.
Nice.
Now we got it.
All right, cool.
Yep.
So everybody had a good hot week. The striped bass season... temporarily came to a halt on the 16th because of the hot weather. And, you know, how can you predict the weather? How do you know when the hottest part of the summer is going to be? So they took a stab at it this year and closed the season for 2 weeks starting on the 16th of July. So anybody out there fishing in the heat and madness has got to be fishing for something else. And fishing early and fishing late, because that middle of the day stuff can just be brutal. I've been out there and done that in the middle of the day, and it's not a fun thing to do. So I hope I'm speaking to the majority of everybody who's, you know, trying to stay cool and stay out of the heat. Our poor son-in-law has to work outdoors every day.
And, oh, it scares me to death.
And he's a big guy, and we just, you know, want everything to be all right for him, but it's tough. It's tough. It's tough on everybody that has to work outside. So we do feel your pain, folks. We really do. So got to visit a lot of places this week again. Mostly spent time here working on the Hunting Quarterly, but I was out and about a few days and talked to a lot of people in the crab business and a lot of people, you know, trying to figure out what's going on in the outdoors world as far as the upcoming hunting season, things like that. Ammunition still in short supply. Manufacturers aren't able to meet the need for firearms and archery equipment, things like that. But the retailers are doing the best they can to keep up, get things ordered, and keep people happy. The crab prices remain high. Even though we have passed the 4th of July, I guess maybe it's Labor Day, I guess, until the prices start to come down. But as the weather heats up and the crabs continue to move and increase and molt, shed, whatever you want to call it, get larger, get more abundant, I think the prices will start to come down here soon. We had crabs the other night, didn't we?
Yes, we did, and they were amazing. What did I tell you the only thing problem was with them?
They're a little light.
No, that's not what I said.
Well, they were a little light.
No. I had two light.
Oh, there weren't enough of them.
No.
What?
I want more today.
Oh, you want more
today? They made me want more. That's the only thing that was problem.
I got it. We do welcome a new sponsor today, Macrotech Archery Pro Shop. Excuse me, they're in Revere Beach, and we'll tell you a little bit more about them later on when we talk about their their shop here coming up about 5:30 and 6:30. We'll tell you more about them. And anybody has any pictures left over from last season of your deer, your turkey, your kid's deer, your kid's turkey, your kid's black bear, your black bear, any game in Maryland, we'd be glad to take a look at that, to consider that for the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. And that will be coming out here the first week of August, so we'll be wrapping that up this week. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com is the way to get in touch with us and send us pictures. If you're sending us a kid, youngster, youth, ute, whatever you're going to send, please make sure we have written permission or, electronic permission.
We have to have it.
Yep, to publish.
They cannot be published without it.
Yep, to publish their photo. So. Coffee finally cooled down a little bit. I could take a drink. And the phone number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Next week we'll be at the Maryland Bowhunter Society Banquet. That's at Kurtz Beach in Pasadena. And you're invited, of course, to purchase your ticket. Just go to the Maryland Bowhunters Society site and get your ticket. We'll be there with bucks, bears, stags, measuring deer antlers and bear skulls and Sika deer antlers. So looking forward to that. You can meet our team. Some of our team members will be there as well to participate. Two of them are right now in Reno, Nevada, at the Pope and Young Convention, and that's where the world of bow hunting comes together with all the records and all the amazing animals taken by archery tackle across the world. And our measure from Southern Maryland, Chuck Wilcox, has been sending some amazing pictures. I guess he had pizza and beer last night with Michael Waddell.
Okay.
The bone collector. I know you don't know who that is. I understand. But people in the hunting world know who the bone collector is.
I know.
Michael
it's
Waddell.
Just me.
I know. Used to be a champion turkey caller. Got involved with the folks at Realtree Camo. Starred in a lot of their videos and then went out on his own to become the bone collector, which, he's enjoyable to watch. I've met the guy. I've been at the Archery Trade Association with him. Backstage and got to meet his son. This is years ago. Have pictures of him on the website of him.
Were they ever at Harrisburg?
Yeah, probably.
I know we saw somebody up there that was...
Oh, we've seen a number of people.
I know, but we saw somebody shooting archery.
I don't know.
I don't remember who it was.
I don't know. But, met Michael a few times. Then He did the NRA show when it was in Frederick one time, a big display of bone collector merchandise and stuff. And actually invited him to hunt a few times here in Maryland to go Sika deer hunting, but, just never could make it happen. So, likable guy. Boy, I'm digging that coffee this morning. So... Our phone number here is 410. Sorry?
I said we all know it.
Yeah, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And did we decide next week we're giving away the fishing
mm-hmm.
tackle package?
Yes.
Okay, so Tim Sherman is providing us with some fishing tackle packages. We call them Tackle Box Tim. And those are nice little packages for fishing and, lures and things like that. And that will be given away next week. All you got to do is call here, 410-922-6680. Chris will take your phone call, take your name and number, and the next week everybody who calls in will get a number assigned to their name. Robin will press her magic buttons on her phone and get the random number generator going. We'll pick a number, and whatever number matches, that's the person who will get the lure package. So I know we gave the first one to Glenn and the second one went to Rudy, so that was good. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We await your phone call.
We love it when anybody wins, but it's neat when it's somebody who's always here with us and always supports us.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Wins. It's just a little bit of extra. Yeah.
Yep. That's right. That's right. So While we're waiting, let me tell you a little bit about Clyde's Sports Shop. Clyde's is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. I was there the other day, talked with Mr. Clyde and Rich and Mike and all the guys there. And, you know, fishing is in full swing. Of course, you know, you can't do the rockfish thing, but they do have live bait and frozen bait and minnows for anything else you want to go fishing for, snakeheads or bass or, you know, crappie or bluegills or panfish or, you know, perch, anything. You can fill the time with that. And they can supply you with Shakespeare rods and reels, including the ugly stick, which I like for certain applications. I like the ugly stick.
I like the ugly stick.
I like the ugly stick for flounder, sea trout, because they have that soft tip, you know, and it, soft biting fish like walleyes and flounder and sea trout, you know, you can really kind of get the feel for it, but they have enough backbone to set the hook. And so, you know, they've got the pen rods and reels. What?
Nothing. I got it.
You got it? Are you a little low?
No, now I'm too loud.
There you go.
I'm too loud on Chris.
The Fluger rods and reels. And then all the kids' fishing tackle, too, if you need to, you know, rod and reel for the kids, you can do that. Spanish mackerel will be here pretty soon, so they've got all the Clark spoons and the Sea Striker planers, and then they also have those beautiful St. Croix rods. Why not stop by? 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Phone number 410-242-6108.
I always fish for perch with an ugly stick.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
With an ugly stick.
With an ugly stick.
Got it.
I had fun fighting them on an ugly stick.
242-6108, open 7 days a week, and we will be right back after these messages.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is, Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622, and you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it.
Okay, so summer's here. It's hot. It's time to get outside a little bit, maybe towards evening, and get the barbecue grill rolling and get out on the deck and relax a little bit with your family. Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. A giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture awaits you, including tables and chairs, especially those Adirondack chairs. You can see that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger, the Big Green Egg, and the Kamado Joe, and you'll see that when you walk in the showroom to the left of the counter. But behind that are the stoves, and you want to make sure you check that out too. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas. Robin?
No, I was going to tell you, if you're a little warm in here, you might want to turn the AC up because I had that fireplace on this morning.
You had the fireplace on this morning.
Yes, I did. It was nice, and I got to watch the flames.
Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region, we know. Visit BackyardBillies.com. Call 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50 at Exit 44, Graysonville, Evans Avenue. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Born and raised on the eastern shore, in the slower lower half where there's not much more than a whole lot of water and a small strip of land, little towns like Prince's Anne. Cannon factories in the tomato fields, crab pots stacked up around Chris Field. We know the harbor where the skipjack sails. That's right, I'm from Somerset County.
I'm from Somerset County. I like Somerset County. I like Chrisfield. You like Chrisfield, Ron?
I love Chrisfield.
Yeah, great place. Fishing out of Chrisfield right now is just phenomenal. Red drum, speckled trout. It's really exciting. So, you know, if you have the opportunity to do that, you ought to do that. So we got to get back down there and restock some crab magazines for those folks, you know. People at the Chamber of Commerce are just wonderful. And, you know, we've made some great partnerships down there, so it's a lot of fun. And Robin's next husband's coming from down there too.
I met a very sweet man that starting a business down there that is absolutely wonderful.
All right, any callers on the line yet, Chris?
No, sir. Everybody's staying in their bed, trying to stay cool.
I don't blame them. Yeah. I'll be glad to go back, and you all can have fun.
No, you're part of the show. You got to stay.
Hey, our buddy Jack Carver at Catonsville Linex. You know, they're located on Lord Baltimore Drive right off Security and right across from Security Mall. He said he spent the morning the other day hiding behind his truck with all the gunfire that was going on. You remember the federal agents tried to capture somebody at Security Mall. And I think both agents wound up getting shot, and the suspect or whoever they were trying to catch wound up not surviving. And he said that, you know, when the guns went off, he said it sounded like it was in his parking lot. So he said like something like 20 rounds or more were fired. So,
you know, it's just gotten crazy. It's, Chris, we were talking about a couple places we wanted to go to see, and there were some that are major, how do I say this? Major,
I don't know.
Important places in our country. And neither one of us think we'd be real comfortable going there to visit right now. It's really sad.
You want to know how screwed up things are, folks? Worries over racism. Waterways inspire push to rename fish. We wanted to move away from any terms that cast Asian culture and people in a negative light, a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service official said, of the switch from Asian carp to invasive carp. Associated Press, July 15th. Traverse City, Michigan. Minnesota State Senator Fong Hoj was never a fan of Asian carp label, commonly applied to four imported fish species that are wreaking havoc in the U.S. heartland, infesting numerous rivers and bearing down on the Great Lakes. But the last straw came when an Asian business delegation arriving at the Minneapolis airport encountered a sign reading, "Kill Asian Carp." It was a well-intentioned plea to prevent the spread of the invasive fish, but the message was off-putting to the visitors. Hodge and fellow Senator John Hoffman in 2014 won approval of a measure requiring that Minnesota agencies refer to the fish as invasive carp. Despite backlash from the late radio commentator Rush Limbaugh, who ridiculed it as political correctness. "I had more hate mail than you could shake a stick at," Hoffman said. Now some other government agencies are taking the same step in the wake of the anti-Asian hate crimes that surged during the coronavirus pandemic. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service quietly changed its designation to invasive carp in April. "We wanted to move away from any terms that cast Asian culture and people in a negative light," said Charlie Woolley, director of the Great Lakes Regional Office. The Asian Carp Regional Coordinating Committee, representing agencies in the U.S. and Canada that are trying to contain the carp, will do likewise. The move comes as other wildlife organizations consider revising names that some consider offensive, including the Entomological Society of America, Robin, which this month dropped gypsy moth and gypsy ant from its insect list.
Never mind. I'm going to
lose it.
I'm done. I can't say anything because I'll get in trouble. FCC will come after all of us.
When did the American public's skin get so thin?
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't even have to do with skin thin. I'd be proud
of it. Actually, it does.
No, I know. I'm saying.
Melanin.
I'm saying that I would think you'd be proud if you had a gypsy moth, okay? Because it's named after your culture, after your thing. I'd be proud if we had a robin moth.
Well,
okay?
The gypsy
moth. Or an invasive robin carp.
The gypsy moth, Robin, is one of the most destructive insects in the world.
It's just a name that's named after, okay,
like I said,
maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think I am.
No, like I said, when did America's skin get so thin? Because, you know, many years ago, you just didn't worry about stuff like that. You worried about bigger things.
But worry about it. I think you'd be proud something was named after your culture or your... I'm missing something in this world or
if
something.
If it's a negative connotation, that's what they're saying. The carp is invasive, okay? It's non-desirable. So... you know, the Asian carp is a negative term to Asian people. Yet the switch to an invasive carp may not be the final say, and experts and policymakers have learned in their long struggle against a prolific and wily fish, almost nothing about them is simple. Scientists, technical journals, government agencies, and language-style guides, restaurants and grocery stores may have ideas about what to call them, based on differing motives, including getting more people to eat the critters. There's a priority of researchers who have spent years developing technology to stem the incursion, from underwater noisemakers and electric currents to netting operations. But the dish hasn't caught on with U.S. consumers, kind of like Nutria, Chris. Despite its popularity in much of the world, for Americans, carp calls to mind the common carp, a bottom feeder with a reputation for a muddy flavor and bony flesh. Yeah, well, if you catch them at a Liberty Reservoir, they're delicious. Just watch the bones. It's a four-letter word in this country, said Kevin Irons, assistant fisheries chief with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, carp, that is. The four species described collectively as Asian carp, the big head, the silver, the grass, and the black carp, were brought from China a half century ago to rid the southern sewage and aquaculture ponds of algae, weeds, and parasite. They escaped into the wild, and they've migrated up the Mississippi and other major rivers. The Great Lakes and their $7 billion sport fishery are vulnerable. Voracious and aggressive, silver, big-headed, and big-head gobble plankton and other fish that other fish need. Grass carp munch ecologically valuable wetland plants, and black carp feast on mussels and snails. Silvers can also hurtle from the water like missiles, causing nasty collision with boaters. So far, they've been netted mostly for bait, pet food, and a few other uses. Philippe Parola, a Louisiana chef, trademarked the label Silverfin for Asian carp fish cakes he developed around 2009. The state of Illinois and partner organizations hope a splashy media campaign in the works will get bigger results. Dubbed the perfect catch, it will describe Asian carp as Whoops, they said it right there. Sustainably wild, surprisingly delicious. High in protein and omega-3 fatty acids, low in mercury and other contaminants. And it will give the fish a market-tested new name, which will remain secret until the makeover rollout, Iron said. The date has not been announced. So, there you go.
Like I said, I'm just going to be quiet because maybe I'm wrong.
I don't think you're wrong. I think you're opinionated. There's nothing wrong with free speech in the United States, at least for now.
Oh, there is something wrong with it. You write something and you get attacked by everybody in the world.
I know.
And I do things to make conversation. I don't feel like getting attacked. There's enough negativity in this world.
So,
sorry.
I was talking to one of the mechanics the other day. He was reading a book on lubricants. And I said, "What you reading?" He said, it's this book on lubricants. I said, "Really? Is it good?" He goes, "Yeah, it's non-friction."
Okay, on that note, we've got a couple callers online.
I got nothing to say.
Yeah, well, why don't we talk to
Mike?
Mike, good morning, Mike. How you doing, Mike?
Hi, Mike.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing well. How about you?
All right. I was just hearing your little comments here about Somerset County. I grew up in Baltimore, lived here for 30 years. Then I moved down there for, I'd say about 15. I'm back up here in Baltimore now.
Right.
But talk about a culture shock. I mean, if you don't like snow, go down there because it doesn't snow that much. However, right. 2 inches of snow down there is like 2 feet of snow up here.
Oh, yeah, no question.
And the crab prices, well, I know a lot of watermen down there, and I wouldn't be surprised, and I might be wrong. I might be, might be totally wrong, but I don't think they sold too many crabs last summer because of the pandemic. And they got to make up for it somehow.
Well,
it seems to me, I mean, and you know as well as I do, crabs go up when 4th of July comes around.
Sure.
Crabs go up when Memorial Day comes around.
Yep.
Those guys work their butts off. They have to make their money somehow.
That's right.
The crab prices might be high, but, you got to put up with that. They help us out. They do a lot for us. So.
Sure.
And I heard your wife talking about meeting some nice people down there.
Yep.
Wow. I've met people down there that I didn't even know existed in this world anymore. They're willing to, I've met people down there that would give you like their last dollar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you knew they didn't have one.
Yep.
They would give you their last promised dollar.
Yep.
I mean, it's a great place to live. And let's see, I'm 57. I got a couple more years of work up here. I'm going right back.
Good for you.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Up down there.
I wasn't born and raised over here. I was born over here. I wasn't born over here, but I've been here since I was 13 over on the Eastern Shore. And you couldn't get me back across the bridge now.
My brother moved down there 25 years ago. His name was Greg. He used to call you all the time. And that's what he would say. My name is Greg from the Eastern Shore.
Right.
He was a musician. He passed away a couple years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
But he taught me into moving down there. And once I got down there and saw his place, I never wanted to come back.
Sure.
But if you don't cut wood, if you don't crab, and if you don't fish, work is kind of slim down there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to, continue, the way you work up here in Baltimore County, the way we all work up here in Baltimore County, this is where you got to come for the work, and you get back down there for the pleasure. So
there you go.
With that... and don't get in there when Sandy's coming around.
No, Sandy was devastated. Terrible. Sandy almost wiped out Chrisfield. I don't know if people realize that or not, but it really, really did. And right now, at least a year ago or so, maybe they're done. I don't know. They're doing a lot of work down there between Chrisfield and what's the island? Smith Island. They're doing a tremendous amount of work. So.
My ex-wife just opened up a restaurant on Tangier Island.
She did?
Really?
Yes, sir.
Good for her.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, that's what I say. Good for her.
Yeah.
It's not good for me, but it might be good for her.
I got it.
But all anyway, right. You guys all have a good day.
Thanks, buddy.
And, I'll look for you next time I'm down there.
All right.
Sounds wonderful.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to John. Good morning, John.
Hi, John.
Hi, how you doing? Alan,
doing well.
Robin,
yep.
Or as we sometimes call you, Wanda.
Wanda, that's right. You can call her Sparky, too, if you want.
I'll answer to just about anything.
Hey, Alan, a few weeks ago, you mentioned a friend of yours in Maine who I believe saw a bear in his backyard.
Okay.
Would that have been Vic?
He saw a moose in his backyard.
A moose in his backyard.
Yeah, that would be Vic.
How's Vic doing?
You know, I see him on Facebook, but I haven't talked to him in quite a while. We went on a cruise up through New England and Boston. We were having dinner or lunch at a restaurant there in South Boston, and I think the glass that I was drinking out of had a Red Sox logo on it or something. But then, anyway, I sent him a picture and said, I was thinking of you, buddy. He's a big Red Sox fan. So, yeah. But
he's quite a guy. What a character.
Oh, man, I love the guy. No question. And yeah, we see Duck Hunted a couple times together up there.
Did you, well, when you mentioned the Asian carp.
Yeah.
You know, I thought off and on a couple. I'd see something and I'd say, I wonder how Vic's doing, because I remember Alan a couple of weeks ago. You know how the mind works.
Sure, sure.
And when you mentioned the Asian carp, I thought, man, I wish he was in that conversation.
Yep.
He can imagine.
Yep. No question. I remember Vic was volunteered to do a boating safety demonstration on the radio, where they would give him a drink of, I think it was vodka, if I remember right, every 15 minutes, and then record him and talk to him. And, you know, then they'd keep coming back to him. This is Vic McCallum on boating safety, and I've just had 3 vodkas, and I just want to throw you out. It affected you as far as your ability to control a boat. it was pretty good. It was pretty good. So,
oh, gosh.
Yeah, well, but it made its point. So.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, it's like you see these old films they used to make years ago where they'd have a guy in a school parking lot with a few minor obstructions, and they'd have him take a drink.
Yep, exactly right.
It really does make the point. Yep. Yep. Well, we're the same age, although I'm a little older than you guys. But today, I guess it's not.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, the older we get, the closer we are in age.
Yeah, I don't know. Exactly. I don't know if you are a Facebook fan or if you're on Facebook or any social media, but Vic is pretty active on there. So.
All right. I'm not, but I'll go on and take a look. I don't have a membership in there or anything like that.
I got it.
I'll go on and take a look.
If you do a search and just search for his name, his post will come up, you know.
All righty. Well, the next time that you are up there, the next time you talk to him, tell him there's a bunch of guys down here who still have some great stories that we talk about.
No question.
Involving him every once in a
no
while.
No question. So, yeah. I can tell you a couple. All right, buddy. Thank you so much.
You take care now. Bye-bye.
See you, buddy.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So we have to take a break. So let me tell you about our new sponsor, Macrotech Archery Pro Shop. They're located at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. And they carry Matthews, including the new V3, Mission, Bowtech, Diamond, that same company, and Hoyt bows. Crossbows include Raven and 10-point. Now, they tune each bow and crossbow to perfection before it leaves the store, and it will fit your unique draw length and poundage requirements. Choose your arrows and accessories, and all will be mounted professionally and correctly. If you ask, they can observe and correct any shooting issues you might have on the indoor range, shooting issues like, you know, your stance, your grip, any of that kind of thing. Len Marsh is one of Maryland's most respected bow technicians. Beginners, diehard bow hunters, athletes, and the well-connected know about Len and Macrotech Archery's reputation for excellence. He's done work for me on my crossbow and my compounds. And the bow technician, Corey, he's top-notch too. Crossbow hunters, pay attention here. If you bought your crossbow at Macrotech and it breaks, and Macrotech can't fix it in 24 hours, Macrotech will supply you with a loaner crossbow so you won't miss a day of hunting. Macrotech is a certified service center for 10-point, Wicked Ridge, and Horton crossbows. You should stop by Macrotech Archery Pro Shop at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. Visit MacrotechArchery.com or their Facebook page. The phone number, 410-789-7777. Call 410-789-7777. Macro knows bows. We'll be right back.
Slow-moving summertime cold front brings in the thunderstorms this afternoon to our forecast. Lots of steamy weather ahead of the front. We're in the mid-90s this afternoon, heat indices near 100, and some heavy weather. Storm prediction centers flag the area at risk for some severe weather this afternoon and tonight, so stay weather aware. Top of the weekend, 71 tonight, not as hot Sunday, Monday. Thunderstorms Sunday afternoon, 87. Sunshine Monday, 88. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the Carryout at 410-557-CRAB. That's 410-557-2722. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with a quiet atmosphere and an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. 410-557-CRAB, that's 410-557-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Cause you can't stomp us out and you can't make them run, cause when them old boys raise on the shotgun, we say grace and we say ma'am, and you ain't into that, but don't give a damn. We're from North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Yeah, I am eventually going to collect all the Hank Jr. records on CD, and used to have them all on video or on cassette. but you know where you can't even get a vehicle with a cassette player anymore. And at least my truck has a CD player, and so does our car.
Does the car have one?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
That's good. All right, let's talk to Bruce in Baltimore City. Morning, Bruce. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I misspeak?
No, you got Bruce.
What happened to John? Did we talk to John?
Yeah, we talked to John.
Oh, we did? Yes, we did. All right. I'm confused. What's new? Okay, Bruce, shoot. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, so I guess now Japanese beetles are politically incorrect, too. That would be xenophobic. Well, actually, I haven't seen a Japanese beetle in quite a while as a kid. And I watched another kid put Japanese beetle in a glass jar, punch holes in the top, and just look at them, study them, put a few leaves on there. So I guess they're not politically correct. Now it's Lewis and Clark isn't politically correct. They remove a statue of them. So for all...
Wait. What?
Yeah,
why?
No, I did hear something about that.
Why isn't Lewis and Clark...
I don't know, because everybody's insane. They're crazy. They're lame.
We'll go with that.
I like it. That's perfect.
I guess for the audience that knows and understands, France was involved with military conflict with Napoleon all over Europe, and they were broke. They had a budget problem.
Right.
So Thomas Jefferson said, well, we can buy a good piece of land unbelievably cheap. And so they were supposed to do an exposition looking for a water route from Mississippi over to the West Coast. And they sent out biologists, scientists, and also studied different types of species of plant and wildlife. Obviously, you couldn't photograph, you couldn't do anything. And they would have artists, they would have drawings, and I believe discovered some new species that they didn't know about. And yet, they're not acceptable. John Muir isn't acceptable. I won't have time to go into it. He helped establish a national park. They're lunatics.
Didn't Robert E. Lee what other statue did they take down?
Stonewall Jackson.
Stonewall Jackson took those statues down.
Let's just act like these people never existed.
I get really angry about that. I showed up at City Hall when they were going to vote those out unanimous. 300 people, and I'm the only one that stood up. Robert E. Lee didn't support slavery. Robert E. Lee wasn't a white supremacist. Robert E. Lee inherited slaves when he married, Arlington National Cemetery. His wife was a descendant of George Washington, and he didn't support slavery. He trained and educated slaves, sold them out of bondage, and then he's called a traitor. What he said was, he knew the North shouldn't get involved with the conflict with the South, because the North had more manufacturing and more financial resources, that it would be an extended battle, and he was against any of the Southern states succeeded. And he spoke about it. And what happened was, he watched while the other states succeeded.
Okay.
And when Virginia succeeded, he had already been in the federal army.
All right, Bruce, listen, we got to move along. We're missing the point here of the Outdoorsman Radio Show, which is fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. So
have a great day, Bruce.
We appreciate the history lesson, and we'll talk later. Thank you, buddy.
Real quick, they took down Lewis and Clark because of Sacagawea being with them.
It's
Charlotteville, where they took down Stonewall Jackson and Robert E. Lee. And they decided to take that one down because she's cowering at their feet.
Sacagawea.
Yes.
Sacagawea was raised by whites.
Let's not lose the point here.
Well, we're talking about Lewis Clark Expedition,
which is
the great outdoors, okay? They were surprised to find a Native American woman who spoke English. She was returned to her village, to her people, during the time of the Lewis and Clark expedition, and her brother had become the chief of the tribe and was reunited with him. So cut me a break, folks. Learn your damn history. All right, let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Glenn, you want to weigh in on this?
Robin, how you all?
Doing good.
Yes, good. Yeah, I guess it's still been hot enough for you.
No. No, it's going to stay like this for another month and then get hot.
I think.
So, yeah, it's insanely hot out there. I mean, when I visited Arizona, it was 110 degrees during the day, dry heat, no humidity, and it would get down to 85, 89 at night. And I thought, man, how could it be this hot at night? Well, it's been in the 80s overnight for how many days in a row now, Robin?
I don't know. I thought I was going to lose my mind last night.
High humidity. Oh, my goodness. I know.
We have a problem. For some reason, the air conditioner and the heat doesn't work in our bedroom, right?
Right. Yep.
So
how you been? You staying cool?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
The AC and the... almost a little too cool.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you, buddy. You'll be good.
Yeah.
So.
It's supposed to rain today, right?
Yeah, rain sometime this afternoon. I think it'll cool down a little bit this afternoon, as far as I know.
Yeah. It's supposed to go to Kent County Fair.
Oh, yeah, Kent County Fair going on.
Well, oh, is it?
Enjoy that. Yeah. We missed.
I missed all the fairs. I just don't do well in humidity and heat. Nope. I'm miserable.
Nope. You and me both. So.
And it's no fun for me.
Yep. All right, Glenn, thanks for checking in, buddy. We'll talk next week, probably.
Yeah, her party grandkids is good and everybody.
They are wonderful. They are running me ragged.
Everybody's good.
Yeah. All right.
All right, man. All right. Thanks, buddy. Yep. Take care. All right. Let's see here. Do you folks have a beautiful fireplace in your home just sitting there taking up space and, oh, everybody likes the fireplace, but it doesn't do anything? We did it. We had one of those, didn't we? Just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room. Well, we fixed that. We visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our Enviro EX35 gas fireplace, and they installed it. And they provide us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. If we have an issue, we call. We haven't, but if we do, we call. We both enjoy the convenience, the remote control, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Even this morning, Robin.
Yep, even this morning, as I complained about the heat, I had the fireplace on.
I got you. Well, I like that you like the fireplace. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both the Enviro brand and the Regency brands, and now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. And don't forget about the barbecue grills either, pellet grills by Traeger, Kamado Joe grill smokers, and Big Green Eggs. Stop into the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44, and be ready for the cold weather now. I know, not now, but I mean be ready for the future cold weather while it's hot outside. When cold weather gets here, you won't be scrambling around to, you know, find some place to heat your house. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44. Hey, if it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. And we'll be right back after this.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. and you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex!
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the Carryout at 410-557-CRAB. That's 410-557-2722. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with a quiet atmosphere and an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. 410-557-CRAB, that's 410-557-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Radio 680 WCBM.
But I'll take down. Hey, Dale.
Morning, sir.
How are you, buddy?
All right.
So
I have a real problem.
Okay.
Real problem. We've got a lot of names we've got to change. A lot of fish names. Largemouth bass. I'm very, very upset that, you know, people with large mouths are being unduly
I agree.
Hurt. Smallmouth bass, same thing.
Yeah.
How about the fathead minnow?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh
yeah,
my
that's
God.
Fat shaming.
It's terrible. And the fish near and dear to my heart, American shad.
Yes.
So we've got to get rid of that.
No question. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I'm telling you, I mean, it's you go through the book of common scientific names, it's rife with things we've got
to change. No question. How about the black-eyed Susan?
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't that inspire domestic violence?
Yeah, yeah.
See, there you go.
Robin, give your grandkids a hug.
I will, I promise.
Give them a hug because, again, it's all this is going to fall on them eventually.
No question.
You know what? That scares the hell out of me.
Yeah, terrible.
Okay, gotta go. Everybody, get out, stay safe. Talk to you soon, Dale.
All right.
Have a great day, and everybody stay cool.